In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Sports Illustrated Top Performer of the Week, brought to you by Sports Illustrated Tickets. 50 million sports, concerts, and theater tickets. Zero fees. Fans deserve better. Visit sitickets.com today. Wiggy, I guess it's got to be Drake May.
Hands down. I mean, Mayo said it. He's outperformed Jacoby.
Okay, all right. Stat of the week brought to you by Gillette. Gillette Labs with exfoliating bar. Gillette's ultimate shaving experience. Do you have one for us, Shime?
I sure do, Greg. Drake May's rating in the game, 99.2. Not quite as good as Mac Jones's preseason rating of 120.
Yes. All right. Richard.
Yes.
Welcome to daylight.
Yes, thank you.
Is it like getting out of prison in Russia or something like that? Is it like Brittany Griner, like finally released from the nighttime hours?
You know what? I have a lot in common with Brittany Griner.
It's so
good to be back. It really is. The great Eminem once said.
Yes. Please welcome to the studio Jones and Keefe. I would have gone Keefe and Jones, but whatever.
More than fair.
I mean, I don't know how you decided that.
We saw the press release, and it said Jones and Keefe. And we're like, all right, there it is.
All right, that's the name.
Alphabetical. JK. But it feels like when I first arrived at this radio station a mere 5 years ago and we were doing crossovers
together,
Richard. That's right.
The glorious crossovers. And I think what I'm most excited about is just talking movies with Wiggy. That's all we did every single day.
Well,
he's already thrown like three at me.
It already happened.
Okay.
Jeez, the disrespect.
No, Courtney, actually, if you let me finish, I was also going to say it's impossible
that you don't
to
want
be...
to with Courtney.
It's impossible, and you guys probably feel this way, to be in a bad mood around Courtney and Chime. Yeah. They're two 100%. Of the like the nicest, happiest people in the world.
100%.
And you need that in the morning. 100%. You really do, because I'm not a morning person.
We had a brief discussion based on my lead this morning.
Oh, such a good one.
Denzel Washington is about to retire.
That's what I said.
Like Terry Funk? I think Terry Funk retired 20 times. No, Ric Flair? I think he'll be back.
I have Denzel at number three in my top five.
Humphrey Bogart won.
No, I didn't go old. I didn't go Brando. My lifetime. And Humphrey Bogart was not. Thank you. Not my lifetime, you dink.
I didn't know. I didn't know it was a caveat on lifetime.
But listen to his number one, though.
Fred Astaire.
It is controversial.
It's Charlie Chaplin.
Nice.
It's controversial. It's Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
Hopkins is
but
good.
But not number one.
You know who my number one is?
Oh.
Hope you're sitting down. You are.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Oldman.
Oh.
Gary Oldman's unbelievable. Sean loves it. He plays so many different characters, too.
Yeah. Just brought him up because I am watching Slow Horses on Apple.
I heard that's good. I haven't seen it. You
very
like it?
Good. He's very good in it. Right. Very good in it. Yes. Okay. Who's your Jones?
You stole mine. Is what I was going with.
Anthony? Chaplin?
Chaplin was my number one. My number one guy.
You guys are unbelievable. I have Leo. Leo number two.
That's what I was just going to ask. Who's two?
Leo number two, Denzel number three.
Right.
Huh. Okay.
See, I have Denzel number one.
Stanley Tucci number one for me.
Stanley Tucci from the clouds.
And when you really think about
it. Are you related to him?
Yeah, and when you really think about it, you say, damn, he is really good.
He is good. Yeah.
She also said, and I quote,
"Yes,
Adam Sandler has range."
He does. Uncut gems.
Spanglish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Uncut gems?
Yes.
The basketball movie.
Yeah.
The Hotel Transylvania series?
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of
good voiceover.
Right.
Yeah. Those are good.
Listen, I love Adam Sandler movies because I know what I'm getting, but it's not like I can't see Adam Sandler playing John Wick.
Hubie Halloween.
That led to a lot here in Massachusetts.
Some changes around here. You guys excited to be working together again because you worked together before?
Of course. Yeah. You might know us from such great bits as John Sterling and Susan Waldman.
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
The Dong Report.
Dong Report was a big popular. Who socked dingers that night?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. What else?
Talk about aliens on the
Area 51 discussion was
sure.
Tremendous.
Alien stuff.
You guys big aliens?
Yeah. That's pretty much it. But we're ready to bring it back.
Yeah. You're big on aliens, right?
Yeah.
I'm kind of.
What does that mean?
A convenient excuse. I mean, if something goes wrong, you can always.
Oh, you blame aliens. That's your thing?
Yes, you can.
I just feel like if they're that much advanced than us, why aren't they here? Maybe helping us.
All right, great question. Let me ask you this. Are you messing around with ants all day?
No.
You got so many other things to do than concern yourself with ants.
Right.
That's the same thing with these aliens.
Yeah.
They look at us like ants. They're like, oh, we could step on that if we wanted to. But
well, how come they're always crashing somewhere and we always, if they're so advanced.
DUIs.
If they're so advanced.
DUIs.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. They get all sauced up at the cantina.
How do you know they're not here? You're like, they're not here. How do you know? Maybe they're just so
advanced. Who built the pyramids?
They're so advanced, you don't even know they're here.
If they are so advanced, why do we always get grainy footage of them?
Have you met Jackson? I think Jackson might be an alien.
You always get grainy footage?
Yeah. Have you saw the two things?
I've never seen any real grainy footage. No.
Two things I don't buy.
Yeah.
Aliens and Bigfoot. We have cameras now.
Old fish.
This is not the show for you. This is not going to be the show for you. We have cameras.
Did Squatch?
We have cameras that can spot a planet 50 million miles away, but you're telling me you're 30 yards away from Bigfoot and it's
blurry?
You don't
see like a great video of a flying saucer in midair and you don't believe immediately that it's
because
an alien spaceship?
We never get a good video. If you had me a good video of it.
Perhaps it's their technology interfering with our technology.
Bigfoot killed those guys.
Yeah, maybe they don't.
How come we never get good footage of
they
that?
They don't want you to get it.
Correct.
I didn't realize you were such a proof. You need so much proof. I didn't realize you were one of
those. It's because of the technology we have. You can get J-Lo's boobs from 6 miles away on your camera.
Leave her alone. She's going through a divorce.
That is true.
But an alien goes by an airplane. There's 50 cameras on it, and everyone's grainy. Like, come on now.
No, that's a good point.
Something don't add up.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought of that. Dude, I want to give Greg credit because today you were talking about the offensive line, the Patriots, which we are going to get into.
Yes.
You referred to it as malfeasance, which is a great word. And I feel like we don't get to use that.
It is a great word.
And you used it correctly.
Yes.
It's malfeasance.
Yes. Yeah. But Gerard Mayo said that they did address it in the offseason.
But he also said they're going to like jump in on the waiver wire.
They might, they might find their left tackle not number one or two on the waiver wire. Number three on the waiver wire. Is going to be their starting tackle.
I'm assuming that you feel like after last night, it's got to be Drake May.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be Drake May? When they drafted him.
Yeah.
Draft night. I was like, that guy should start. And last night was more proof of it. Yes.
I think so. All right. Well, guys, looking forward to seeing you every day at 10.
Same.
And to listening
excited
to the show.
Some good basketball talk, too, coming basketball season.
Oh, hoops.
Because I know you two hoop heads.
Yeah,
and
I love it. True. Mm-hmm. I got to bone up on my Anthony Hopkins films. I got to do that.
It's all right. Watch a couple. Yeah.
I mean, Remains of the Day is an extraordinary film.
Remains of the Day?
Right. Yeah. You haven't seen it?
No, I don't think I have.
I feel like you're kind of a fraudulent movie guy.
Oh, come on. Wow.
My first day back, you're going to say that? It was so good.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I have a dork podcast. I watch every movie. I bring things up. You never have
well,
seen
it. It's on the Odyssey app. Yeah. You guys can get it. It's free.
Check
it
Craig's out. Movies are like obscure. He's not really into this.
Yeah, right. They're obscure. They win Oscars. They're good.
The 1949 Academy Awards. The winner is...
Mickey's like, Remains of the Day where there are boobs in it.
Yeah.
I mean, what makes a great movie? A set of boobs, some guns and guts.
Yeah.
I mean, why do we love John Wick?
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right. Well, thank you.
We will be listening. And we're back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for your patronage.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.